The Aboriginal People's Television Network, APTN, is streaming a new series, Spirit of Birth, and one of the episodes features Nipissing First Nation. Rebecca Tabobandung, from Wasoxing First Nation, created the series. It focuses on Indigenous midwifery practices and aims to bring this traditional knowledge to light. As Tabobandung noted, many of the stories told and wisdom shared throughout the series have been obscured over time. We were urban Indigenous women, dislocated from our traditional territories, seeking out birth knowledge that had been silenced by colonization, Tabobandung said. I've witnessed a resurgence of midwives and families actively bringing that cultural wisdom back into their lives, and it's transformational. Tabobandung, a mother herself, told Betaday her interest in the subject goes back many years, as she wrote her master's thesis on the topic of Indigenous midwifery practices. She recalled when she was looking into these traditions while she was pregnant, she had a difficult time finding accessible information. At that time, there was very little information out there about cultural knowledge, Tabobandung said. Being Anishinaabe, I was really curious as to what are the teachings about this part of life, becoming a parent, of becoming a mom? What's our way of looking at birth? Those questions spurred her to study the topic for her academic work, and inspired her to make a short film, Spirit of Birth, which became the basis of the new series. There are 8 30-minute episodes in the series, each highlighting various aspects of the theme, including topics ranging from urban midwifery collectives to remote northern territories. Specifically, episodes feature 7th-generation midwives Toronto, the James Bay Cree community of Chisasibi, Kahuwan Cree Nation, Sinan, Wiyanakaritsa Ona, Grasta, Maternal and Child Center, 6 Nations of the Grand River, and Wasoxing First Nation, Tabobandung's home community. The Katigoning midwives in Nipissing First Nation are also featured. Tabobandung explained, "We went to Nipissing First Nation because they have one of the Indigenous-led midwifery practices in Ontario, and they are led by a mother-daughter team, so we really loved the idea of this intergenerational practice." She visited Nipissing First Nation for a few days in September of 2023 to shoot the footage for her series. Katigoning midwives teaches traditional knowledge to others, which helps to spread the practices to midwives across the country. Tabobandung spoke with the Katigoning midwives at the Big Medicine Studio in Nipissing First Nation. "I was so honored to be invited and be able to meet all of these knowledge keepers and these young people who are dedicating their lives to restore birth. It takes a special person, it's a calling, to take on the responsibility of a midwife," Tabobandung said. Spirit of Birth is available to stream on APTN's Lumi platform. For more information, visit Resolution Pictures production website. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Betaday, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.